morning, Toronto. It's 9:30 a.m. and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Melissa D'Souza with Tim Burton and Bree Walt. In the weather, it's sunny and minus 4 degrees outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. Lead singer of Nickelback is charged with impaired driving. Irish Prime Minister has announced his resignation this morning, and the Jays lost their season opener. Now to our top story. In international news, Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern announced his resignation this morning. He is stepping down because of his alleged involvement in a cash payments scandal. Ahern is said to have gotten $150,000 in cash deposits from businessmen. He has been the Irish leader for the past 11 years. He said he would resign May 6th. In other international news, the two-day NATO summit begins today in Bucharest. Prime Minister Harper plans to ask NATO allies for an additional 1,000 troops. Harper said Canada needs these troops in order to successfully complete their mission in Kandahar province. Harper feels confident that he will receive this support from NATO countries. In other news, a plot to injure a grade 3 teacher in Georgia has been uncovered. Yesterday, a group of grade 3 students were found with duct tape, handcuffs, and a steak knife. It is alleged that they planned to attack their teacher because she yelled at one of them for standing on a chair. The children, ages 9 and 10, are too young to be prosecuted under Georgia law. The 9 children have been suspended from school. And in local news, public access issues have put Pape Station front and center in the TTC's modernization plans. One of the city's oldest stations is moving into the 21st century with a raft of new features. Michael McKiernan reports.
The next station is Pape Station.
According to TTC Chair Adam Giambroni, it looks more like a Tim Hortons than a subway stop, but not for much longer. Pape Station is all set for a makeover. The TTC has made the East York Station its top priority on the list of sites slated for renovation. City officials think Pape is showing wear and tear for more than 40 years without an upgrade. Accessibility is at the heart of the proposal. The plan calls for new elevators to the platform and a second exit on Lipton Street. Karen Campbell commutes downtown from the station every day.
The elevators are a good idea because there's so many stairs that it's a bit of a struggle for people going up and down them. If you ever have anything with you, like a suitcase, like if you're ever going to the airport or something like that, then it's a struggle. And I guess for mothers and older people, it's a struggle every day because they have to go at least down the stairs with their whatever stuff that they have with them. So the elevators would definitely be welcome.
New signs on the station will make it visible from Danforth Avenue. The TTC hope they will make the stop look less like a coffee shop. A new roof and public art are also part of the plans. They will take the total cost of the renovation to almost $21 million. Work is scheduled to start next year. The target for completion is 2 years from now, sometime in 2010.
Arriving at Pape Station.
Michael McKiernan, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's the latest news. Now here's Tim with sports.
The Toronto Blue Jays lost their season opener last night against the Yankees in New York. The A-Rod, Alex Martinez, scored the winning run in the seventh, making the final score 3-2 for the home team Yankees. Toronto was hurt by their inability to bring home runners, leaving almost a dozen in scoring position during the game. Toronto pitcher Roy Halladay took the loss, allowing just 7 hits in his 7 innings. The next game in the series goes Wednesday. In hockey news, Montreal shut out Ottawa 3-0 last night to win their first division title since 1992. Rookie Canadiens netminder Carey Price batted away 32 shots on net to earn his third shutout in the big leagues. The loss for the Sens leaves them in danger of missing the playoffs. This was their 5th loss in the last 6 games and their 3rd in a row. Alex Kovalev, Matthew Dandeneau, and Andrei Kutsitsin were the scorers for Montreal. More hockey news. The Edmonton Oilers have been bounced out of the playoff contention by their Western Conference rivals from Calgary. The Flames won 3-2 last night in Edmonton, ending an awesome late-season run for the Oilers, who had won 13 of their last 19 games. The Flames now have 2 games left to play, sitting 7th overall in the Western Conference, 1 point behind the Colorado Avalanche. The 2 Edmonton goals were both scored by rookie Curtis Glencross on passes from Kyle Brodziak. And in a bizarre time shift, fans of the Toronto Maple Leafs are dismayed that their team has lost right after the All-Star break. Fans had hoped the team would get a boost from the reinstatement of Cliff Fletcher, but no such luck. Jeff Small has the story.
Leafs get it in front, though. They score! Look at that!
Puneet, the front desk guy, has supported the Maple Leafs for many years, and his insights into the team only match his passion as a fan.
I think it was the initial 10 minutes that cost them the game. Other than that, they played really well, especially Tucker and Blake. There was, I hope, the comeback game after the All-Star break. But other than that, 10 minutes cost them the game, and that's a story for the whole year till now. Losing the games because of the 10 minutes or the last 10 seconds.
Puneet maintains hope that the Toronto Maple Leafs can still turn their season around, but even for him, the possibility seems remote at best.
This is Jeff Small for Centennial College Radio News.
And now let's go to Bree Walt for the E-News. Bree.
Lots going on in entertainment today, guys. First, Miriam Sinati is editor-in-chief at Chatelaine, and she has gone on maternity leave until the end of the year. It starts in June. Sinati is the third editor-in-chief since the end of 2004. Before then, editors were staying on for long periods of time, some as long as a decade. This has the industry worried that something might be wrong with the magazine. And Chatelaine says that though readership and circulation have seen small drops this year, the magazine is still making lots of money and will continue to prosper. Sinati says she plans to keep the job for many years. And after 15 years on the CBC, the Royal Canadian Air farce is coming to an end. This comes after a mutual agreement between producers and the network. The show's producers say that a 10-episode truncated season will begin in the fall, and it will end with a final farewell on New Year's Eve. Luba Goy, cast member since the beginning, is disappointed with the decision. But network representatives have said that Air Farce cast may be seen in the future working on other CBC projects. And not all entertainment is televised these days. March's cold weather had people bundled in their winter wear and hurrying to get off the streets. At Pape and Danforth in the East End, one busker toughed out the cold weather to warm passersby with a little music. Andrew Serba has his story.
Paul, his guitar, and his amplifier have become a welcome fixture in front of the local bank. Paul said that he's played guitar for 40 years and worked in the media most of his life. He didn't want to give his last name or his age, but he did say that he took up busking 3 years ago, when he retired. He says it gives him a chance to take his passion to the public. It also supplements his retirement income. He plays for a few hours every day, usually in the evening. When it rains, he moves under a parking garage's overhang. In the winter, he bundles up and braves the cold. He says it's in the summer, though, when most people will stop, listen, and drop him some change.
People love the music, you know, most people. It depends on the weather, too, right?
Yeah. Well, how is it? Do you find you make a little bit more when it's cold? Do people appreciate the effort?
No, they don't. More when it's warm.
More when it's warm?
More when it's warm. People appreciate the warmth and the sounds.
Local students and shoppers pass by him every evening as their day winds to a close. Alex Padiv finds Paul's music a welcome change from the area's panhandlers and the sound of traffic.
I think it's great. I think it's awesome that he's out there in the cold weather and he's still providing a service, because I feel that, you know, whenever you walk by, you still get entertainment. And even if you don't want to pitch a toonie, you still get pleasant music, and it's nice. It adds to the atmosphere of the neighborhood.
While the weather may be less than dependable these days, one thing people in the Danforth can count on is Paul's passion for his music and a little jazz to help brighten their walk home. This is Andrew Serba for Centennial College News.
And our last story for entertainment today, lead singer of Nickelback, remember them? Well, Chad Kroeger was charged with impaired driving in a BC court yesterday. The singer was arrested in May 2006, speeding in Surrey, BC. Lawyers argued that it took too long for officers to initiate a breathalyzer on the night of the arrest. However, the arresting officer's written statement said this was because Kroeger had concerns about leaving his $175,000 Lamborghini unattended. The officer assisted him in getting it towed home, which took 2 hours since tow trucks are not used to dealing with that type of car. That's all for entertainment, and now we're going to throw it over to Melissa for the wrap.
And that's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.